if you're about the king's business and you're obeying him and loving him and serving him, he will make everything you put your hands to prosper. He will keep you healthy until he gets through with you. And as long as he was using Moses and Moses was good, how long did Moses live? 120 years. And oh, he was weak and feeble and couldn't see. Oh, here's a woman over here that's read the word. Moses was 120 years and he was strong. Had perfect eyes. Everything.
What?
Nothing wrong with. Then how come he died? Well, no, he sinned. Moses sinned. God told him, says, go out here and speak to the rock, and I will open the faucet and let the water come out to give water to 3 to 5 million people. Now, what kind of a faucet do you think that was he opened up? That was a big one. Guarantee. You know, I used to think about Moses speaking to the rock and a little 2-inch hole come out there and a little stream of water until I realized he's going to water 5 million people and 10 million animals. When I got a hold of that, I thought, my land, this ain't no little hole of water, is it? I mean, this is a gushing stream comes forth out of that rock. I mean, a gushing stream. And Moses went out there. God told him, now speak to the rock and I'll be glorified. And so Moses goes out there and he says, you bunch of, I mean, he's mad at them. I can understand. I don't understand how he made it 40 years with 5 million people. I can't hardly make it 2 months with just 50 without getting upset at somebody. Y'all know what I mean? So he went over there and said, you bunch of hypocrites. And he, bam, God will give you water. And he struck the rock twice. And the Lord opened the faucet and the water gushed out. And the people got their water. But God told him, Moses, I told you to speak to the rock. I didn't tell you to strike that rock. I told you to speak to it. Now you disobeyed me. Now because you disobeyed me, you're going to go up on the mountain and you're going to die. You will not enter the promised land because you did not obey me. Wow. We don't know enough about this God, do we? We need to know more about him. How do we learn about who he is? In his word. You read his word. He gives you examples over and over and over. And of course, now we're going to go on and talk about these soul ties. We talked about creating a good soul tie, the best and the one soul tie you want to generate, the bonding between you and the king. Now, the deeper you get in the word, the deeper will come the bonding or the joining between you and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that soul tie, that's a good soul tie. That's the one you want. You want that one. And I mean, you want that to be the ultimate one in your life. A bonding with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You want to make sure you've made him Lord of your life. Because as we saw in the scripture, if you don't do what he says, once you have bonded or joined yourself to him and being one spirit, if you go out and commit certain sins, he says there that he will kill you. Now, this gentleman here was telling me just a few minutes ago that he said there was a friend of his that the Lord spoke to him and said, if you don't stop this sin, you're going to die. And I believe the friend told you about it, right? Yeah. And so the friend told him that God had spoken to him. He had heard him tell him if he didn't stop that sin, he was going to kill him. And he said he didn't stop the sin. And so he died. You know, God means what he says, doesn't he? Now, if you're ready to die, go ahead and do that. But you know what I believe with all my heart? When you disobey God and he has to kill you, you know how many rewards I think you're going to get when you get to heaven? None. That's right, none. I don't think you're going to get any. Oh, I don't think. Just by doing that one little thing there, I don't think you'll go to hell. But if you live in these sins, in fact, while we're talking about this soul tie, we'll go to Galatians 5:19, and let's read on from Galatians 5:19, and I'll show you what happens to these kind of people. Now, and Paul is talking to the Galatian church. Galatians 5:19. Let's go on from Galatians 5:19 and see what he says there. He's got some very strong things to say. Now, the works of the flesh are these, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and lasciviousness. Now then, lasciviousness, there's so many Christians do this, but they don't realize they're doing it. Lasciviousness is the most wicked kind of sexual sin. You know what it is? Oral sex. Sodomy. This lasciviousness is a sex that God did not ordain from His Word. And oral sex and sodomy will bring wicked demonic spirits into your life. I know far too many Christians that do this, and they don't know that this is against God's will. He says, adultery, and everybody knows adultery's wrong. Everybody knows fornication's wrong. Uncleanness, but what is uncleanness? What is lasciviousness? Well, it's these foul, vile sins that homosexuals do. And too many men and women in the church get involved. They say the marriage bed's not defiled. Oh, yeah. You can make the marriage bed defiled by not having sex God's way. You know, a man that commits sodomy with his wife, he's defiled her. I mean, the Word of God says any man that commits sodomy with anybody, even an animal, if you have sex with an animal, it's bestiality, and God says that man and that beast, that animal, is to both be killed. You know, He didn't like it. So, you know, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies, 21 and 22. Envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, if you are a Christian and you fall in any of those categories and you die in that sin, where are you going? Where are you going? Hell. You ain't going to heaven. But I'm married, God, and I go out of town every once in a while, and I love having my prostitutes out of town, but God, I know You'll forgive me when I come home and ask You. I mean, if you go make that mistake once, He might forgive you. Maybe if you make it twice, He might forgive you. But if it becomes a lifestyle, and you say, okay, I can just go out and I can go out and get drunk. When I'm out of town with a bunch of guys, we can drink. I can get drunk, and then I can ask God, you know, Sunday morning before I go to church to forgive me for getting drunk this week. And He'll forgive me. Yeah, He will a time or two or three. But you think if you just keep on doing it every time you go out of town, you think He's going to keep forgiving you? No. That's just like that king a while ago, Uzziah. When he struck him with leprosy, did he get healed, or how long did he have the leprosy? The rest of his life. He died with it at 68 years of age. He didn't get healed. God did not heal that man. He struck him with leprosy and it stayed there and he died. So all I got to say, when you read the book, somebody says, I have eternal security. Yeah, to them that obey and do what God says. I'll agree. You have eternal security. But according to this right here, if you say, I got eternal security, I can just go out and do what I want to do. I'm under grace and I'm free and I can just go out and sin. I can lie. I can commit adultery. I can sleep around. I can go out and get drunk when I want to. If I want to smoke, that's okay. Anything I want to do that's going to defile this temple is okay because I'm under grace. You didn't read the book very close. What did it say right there? If you've done all those things right there, say you were living in adultery. Say you were living in unforgiveness. It doesn't say that right there, but unforgiveness is one of the most devastating things to the body of Christ today, because God in His Word clearly says in Matthew 18, 21 through 35, that if you hold a grudge against somebody, He, God, will send a tormenting spirit to torment you. And not only you, but your spouse and your children and your bank account. When I learned this, I've had people come to me and say, I got a business. I go to church. I tithe. I do everything right, but I absolutely can't make it in business. I said, you got a grudge against somebody? Oh, have I ever. My son, I can't stand that guy. Your son? And you can't stand him? Or my business partner. I got a business partner. I just can't stand him. Yes, I got a grudge against him. I said, that's why your business is never going to prosper. God has sent a tormenting spirit, and He's locked onto your business, and you ain't never going to be prosperous in that business until you get out of that hatred walk with that man, and you get in a love walk. When you get in a love walk, then God will remove that tormenting spirit. Or one of your children come down with cancer. And I find out you have an unforgiveness toward somebody else. God says it will afflict you, your wife, your children, and your lands and your houses and everything you own to get into unforgiveness toward anybody. He, God, will send a tormenting spirit to torment you in Matthew 18, 21 through 35. Now then, who in the world would want to live on this earth all these years, 50, 60, 70, 80 years, and get a grudge against somebody in business when you're 50 years old and then never forgive them, and then you live to be 75 years old and you die, and then you find yourself in hell. And you went to church every time the door was open. You thought, God, but I was saved. He said, no, you had an unforgiveness. And I told you in my word, if you do not forgive everybody from your heart, neither will I, God, forgive you your sins. Now, do you think if God don't forgive you your sin, you think you're going to get into heaven? No. If you're not forgiven, you can't get into heaven. But right there, it's also written right there. If you do any of those things in Galatians 5:19 through 22, if you do any of those things, he says, and actually 21, I tell you, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, living in hell on this earth would be one thing, but to die here and go to the real place called hell. Did you know that the people that live on this earth that are Christians, this is all the hell you'll ever know if you're an obedient Christian. But if you're not a Christian, and you live on this earth, and you don't believe in Jesus, this is all the heaven you'll ever know. Because when you die and you're not obeying God's word, there's only two places when you leave this place in death. One of them's heaven, and the other one's hell. And only the obedient Christians are going to go to heaven. Everybody else is going to hell. If you haven't listened to Howard Pittman's interview, it's five CDs back there. We went down to Palestine here a couple of years ago, whatever.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled Holy and Unholy Relationships, Soul Ties, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.